You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's about to be May, and I am beyond ready for the summer. So many concerts and events starting to pop up. Things are starting to get back to normal. And I have a special segment for you all today, so it doesn't get any better than that. But before we get into today's Friday feature, this episode is kindly sponsored by DistroKid. If you're a musician, artist, or producer, DistroKid is the best music distributor you're gonna find out there to get your music on streaming platforms. Not only will your music be on platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and Tidal, they'll help you find a larger audience with tools like their Hyper Follow tool and karaoke-style lyrics for social media. And with all of those perks, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? None. DistroKid does not take a cut of your earnings. That's right, all of the money that you earn from streaming goes straight to you. All you have to do is pay your completely affordable annual membership fee, and you can even use my discount code, distrokid.com/VIP/AlwaysAlessandra, or click the link on my link tree in the description of this episode. 7% off your first year's membership. It's a no-brainer. Get DistroKid and distribute your music everywhere. Now, back to today's episode. Today, we're chatting with the very impressive Charlie Crown. He's opening up about his latest single, Just Say It, NFTs, and what fans can expect to hear from him next. It's all very exciting, so let's get right into it. This is an exclusive segment of Friday Features.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Charlie Crown. Charlie, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Thank you so much for having me here. I really appreciate it.
For sure. I'm so excited to have you here. We need to start off by talking about your latest release. But before we get into that, how are things? Where are you right now? What have you been up to? Tell me everything.
It's been great. I'm based in Miami right now, so it's kind of warm right now. The week is going great. A lot of work, you know, promoting the single, getting it out there, sharing it with my friends. And overall, it's been quite a different kind of release rollout, just because I decided to do a lot of different things here. But yeah, overall, I'm doing great. Lots of things coming, a lot of work, a lot of music.
That all sounds very exciting. So with that being said, we need to dive right in to your latest single that you just released, Just Say It. Fans and listeners around the world are loving it so far. They're so obsessed. So tell me a little bit about that one. What was the inspiration behind it? And why did you decide to release it now?
My thought process through this new release, Just Say It, was a little bit different from my previous releases, and it was mainly because this was supposed to be a remix that I was doing for an artist probably like a year ago. But, you know, as it happens to many of us, the remix didn't get accepted by the label. So I was like, you know, I really like the song and I really like the production on it. So I decided to just remove the vocals from the original and start the process of turning it into an original of my own. So I started to think what I wanted for it, if I wanted, you know, like a male vocalist or a female one. That's kind of like how it started at the beginning. I started working with Macal. She wrote the song. She did an amazing job. It was really great. For some reason, she didn't want it to be the one singing it because I think her registry or her tone was a little bit not perfect fit for the song. I think the key of the song was a bit lower from her registry. So I decided to call my friend Helen Tess, and she was fortunately up for it. So yeah, we decided to work together. And that's kind of like the story behind it. And I like to say that this track is very special to me in terms of lyrics, because it's about kind of like those on and off relationships, those relationships where people know they don't want to be there, but they're just too afraid to say it or to like bring up the conversation. So it's those toxic relationships where people want to pull away, or people are no longer comfortable, or people are no longer happy, but they just remain there out of basically just comfort and fear. When Macal wrote those lyrics, I was personally like attracted to those lyrics, and I felt it related to me a lot because I've personally been in that same situation, and you know, the situation where I'm just not happy, but maybe I was just too afraid to say it, and unfortunately I stayed in those relationships for too long. But yeah, as I relate to it, I really hope that people can relate to it too. So that's why the lyric spoke to me at first.
100%. I think if you can't relate to it, which I personally can, just knowing myself and, you know, the relationships I've been through and listening to it, it's either that or you're relating to it in the way that you know someone who's gone through it and felt that way and kind of talked to you about it, you know, whether that's a friend or a family member. So, I mean, it's hard to not relate in any aspect. So that's one of the reasons why I love the track. And I feel like a lot of other people really are digging this track right now. I know that's been your big release. You just kind of put that out like about a week ago at this point. So how has the response been from listeners so far? I see it's already racking up streams on, you know, streaming platforms like Spotify, and fans are commenting and definitely giving you positive feedback. What has it been like for you to have this song out and kind of get that feedback now that it's public and everyone can listen to it?
To be honest with you, I'm really, really proud at this point in time, because this song kind of like marks kind of like a new era for me, mainly because it's the first release in a kind of like 10-month hiatus from releasing music, where I was going through a hard time kind of like figuring out where I wanted to take the project, the concept of it all. And I also was trying to end my previous relationship with my previous management. So it was kind of like a rough 8 to 10 months. So being able to do this 100% independently and see the amazing response it has gotten out there from, you know, friends, family, fans, the press, YouTube channels, and the public in general, it's been like really amazing and humbling, just because, you know, I was always trying to not fall into that place, but I was always a little bit punishing myself for not releasing music in so many months. So I was like all the time feeling like I should put something out. People are going to forget about the project. It's been a while now. So there was definitely a lot of pressure coming from myself to myself. Honestly, I'm very proud, and I'm really humbled and happy to see that people like it. And I'm also really happy to see that people are relating to the lyrics. I feel many of us have been in those type of relationships. And sometimes these relationships are not romantic. Sometimes these are friendships too. So yeah, I'm happy to see people relating to it. And I hope this helps kind of like relieve some of you guys out there, because it definitely helped me heal certain parts of myself by, you know, speaking about it openly and kind of like putting my feelings and of course, Macal's feelings, which are kind of similar, out there as artists.
I totally understand that. And I think it's great that so many people are relating to the lyrics, like I said, and that you've been able to see that feedback and that everyone's stuck around despite the hiatus. I know with artists in the past, they've taken giant hiatuses and they come back and they're so shocked that everyone's stuck around. But, you know, when you make good music, they stick around, they wait. So that's just a testament to the quality of the music that you're creating and producing and all that. So that's super exciting that everyone waited and now they're even more excited that new music is about to come and just the changes that happened. And I know you worked with the talented Helen Tess when it came to this single, kind of combining electronic music and NFTs, which are huge right now. So tell me a little bit about the NFT for Just Say It and, you know, the visualizer as well.
Amazing, amazing. Of course. Thank you so much for your kind words. So yeah, this was also a first for me. I've been kind of like knee deep into the crypto NFT space for almost a year and a half now. You know, it's always something that has caught my attention in certain aspects. At the beginning, of course, it was purely, you know, like a hobby or I was picking up interest in crypto in general. But then I started to glimpse at certain things that I was sure I could incorporate into the Charlie Crown project. So I started to do more research on that and kind of like explore different ways in which I could incorporate, you know, NFT technology and blockchain technology on the project itself. With the help of some friends and some people in the space, I developed this crypto crowdfunding, which we did, and we were able to successfully raise 3.88 ETH, which at the time was probably $12,000, if I'm not mistaken. So it was huge because, generally speaking, it works like a regular crowdfunding, like you would do like in Kickstarter or any of these other platforms. But the cool thing about doing it in crypto or with NFTs is that you can have certain features that are going to be definitely attractive to people out there. So one of the main features of the crowdfund is that every person that contributes certain amount to the crowdfund, they get some tokens in return for their contribution. Then when the song is out, which is out right now, there's going to be three different NFT auctions. But the cool thing about the auction is that 90% of those auctions are going back to the crowdfund. So you as a backer are going to be able to use the tokens that I gave you initially to redeem your share of whatever we made together with those auctions. In basic terms, the auctions are for the backers, not for me. So it's kind of like we're building this project together, which it's something very difficult to accomplish in Web2 platforms, but it's really not that difficult to do it in Web3 platforms like Mirror, which is where I decided to host the crypto crowdfunding.
Very interesting. I've been trying myself to understand what's going on there with all of this NFT and crypto jazz. And sometimes I don't understand, but I feel like the way you explained it makes perfect sense. So for all of our NFT learners out there, I'm sure you understand what Charlie said. I even understood it. So that all sounds really cool and amazing for people that back the project, because it's kind of like everyone's involved and it's a full circle type of thing, like type of project collaboration. So that's amazing. And I guess with that being said, the single right now, I know it's your focus, but with your fan base and you have so many dedicated fans and just like a community backing you, they're dying to know what's next. So what are you planning to do next? Will there be another single coming soon? Are you planning to do more of these NFT projects? What can they look forward to in the near future?
I would say definitely both. Definitely my focus right now is the music. As much as I'd like to do more NFTs and do more crypto stuff, I really want to focus on the music, just because what I said before, like it's been 10 months since I released something. So I really want to take this year to push the accelerator up to the maximum point so that I can release as much music as possible. So yeah, there's definitely a couple of singles in the works right now. There's actually one that's already finished and it's not yet distributed and I don't have like a specific date yet, but there's two singles coming. There's a remix, which I'd probably say it's like a month away from being out, but don't quote me on that. And then there's a remix package coming for Just Say It, which is being worked on at the moment. I still don't know how many remixes there's going to be in the package, but there's definitely going to be different styles. You know, I want to have as many genres in the package as possible. So we're going to have some tribal house, some house, definitely a little bit of more trap stuff, future bass from, you know, artists and friends that I really admire. Yeah, that package is coming very soon as well. So there's definitely a lot of music coming this year for sure.
That's amazing. I know everyone's going to be so excited to hear that, especially after the hiatus. That's the best news for a music fan and a fan of yours, is that the new music is on its way. It's coming soon and that there's plenty of it. So everyone be sure to follow Charlie on all of your favorite streaming platforms and social media so that you don't miss a thing, because he has so much coming up and we would not want to miss any of that. I'm also really excited to hear the new music and all of the remixes. So thank you so much, Charlie, for coming on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's been so fun chatting about Just Say It and everything else you have going on. I know this year is so jam-packed for you with all of your releases. And like I said, everyone is so excited to hear them. So thank you. And thanks for taking the time.
Amazing, Alessandra. Thank you so much for the invite. I love your podcast and I'm honestly really humbled to be here and really excited for the opportunity to talk a little bit about my music and to meet you, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge thank you and shout out, as always, to Charlie for joining us today. Be sure to stream his latest single, Just Say It, and obviously be on the lookout for new music from Charlie Crown coming so soon. Well, that about wraps it up for today. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.